Next, all right. Let's begin. So we're on page Resh Yud Ches. So remember again, we're speaking about building the Jewish home, and the concept that the Mechaber advanced was this idea that to build the Jewish home requires a two-pronged connection between the body, or a connection, you know, for the inhabitants of the home to connect physically as well as to be able to connect spiritually. He says, "Bichdei lahavin mahu mabat shal neshama ma mabat shal guf." Nitan mashal lahavharas hadvarim. So, in order to understand this soulful perspective and this physical perspective, let's give a mashal. Kasher adam balachabes zivug. Yeshnam bekach shnei mabatim. When a person wants to find the shidduch, a person wants to find the spouse. So there are two aspects to this. Aleph, mabat shel emuna ubitachom. Sha zivug shel adam nikva arboim yom kodim yitzias avlad. Umisat kach in tzarech litroach ulachapes v'livdol kesivugo. This is very interesting. So from the first perspective, right, the way to find your soulmate, your bashert, is based on emuna and bitachon. A person realizes, he's quoting the Gemara Maseches Nida here, that 40 years before a person is born, 40 years before a person is born, a baskal, a heavenly voice comes out and announces that Plony so-and-so is going to marry so-and-so. So therefore, a person doesn't have to work so hard because to a certain degree, it's bashert. It's already determined. So that's from an emuna perspective. On the other hand, beis, mabat shel hishtadlus. From the perspective of effort, lehishtadel lechapes ulevara hetiv, es mahus ha'atso, tchunos nefesh, chachma usher brios. On the other hand, so a person has to look from the perspective of ishtatlus, person has to go ahead and try to go ahead and figure out who the other individual is, what it is that he actually needs, based on wisdom, wealth, health, bar hadavar, shemitzat ha'neshama ein makom lehishtatlus. So it turns out that from a soulful perspective, there's no need for a shtadlus. After all, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already decreed what's going to be. No need for a shtadlus. Umabata humabat shalemuna ubitachon. Masheinki mitzadaguf. Yeshno tzorech hachrechi. Lishtada lechapes ulevar ad kamashia da adamagas. So this is very interesting. So even from finding a spouse, so from an emuna perspective, there's not all that much you have to do. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to believe that God is going to go ahead and take care of things, all right? But from a hishtatlus perspective, a person absolutely has to try to put in their effort, from a physical perspective, a person has to put in their effort and try to figure things out. Mishum kach, al ha'adam l'shalev b'shas chipuso, mechadas ha'emuna v'abitachon, shebevada yimtza es zivugo ha'meyuad lo. Therefore, again, when finding a spouse, so a person on one hand has to have the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work everything out, help him find the person who is his intended, and on the other hand, the person has to put in their particular requisite effort. He says, "Kamos hayishtadlus he lefi erech madregaso." So ultimately, the amount of hishtadlus you have to put in is based on your madrega. Now we'll define what that means. Kilomar lefi erech gilui nishmaso. How much ultimately your soul is able to come through, meaning how much you've revealed of your own soulfulness. What does that mean? Eitzel adam shenishmaso gilui harbe. So by a person, most of this is going back only to the beginning of the Sefer. So a person who has defined himself by his soul, he's primarily a soul, and that is the center of everything, and his body is secondary. By such a person, so emuna, faith, bitachon, faith, emuna, bitachon, faith, are the ikar, right? And his shtadlus effort is something secondary. But by a person, let's say, who has not yet fully defined himself by his soul, but rather perhaps defines himself still primarily as a body, for such a person, sometimes the hishtadlus is greater than the emunah. So it's very interesting. So we all live with this balance between emunah, belief on one hand, and hishtadlus on the other hand. So how do you know which one? This is one of the greatest struggles in life. to know when I should put in more ishtadlus, less ishtadlus. So the truth is, what he's answering is something very interesting, which is that it's very much dependent on a person, which is such an interesting answer. Because very often we assume like this one across the board answer. No, not one across the board answer. That there are, for some people for whom more ishtadlus is necessary, some people for whom more emuna is necessary. But the answer to that is very much dependent almost on the balance in myself between how I define myself. Havana ma'amika uberura zu, ena shayeches rak b'shas chipo zivug. So what we're defining over here about this balance between effort and emuna is not just in terms of finding a spouse. Ela af la'achar sha'adam nisa b'sha'a tova, ukiderach ha'olam hu megalach yisaron beben, Obasug, well, so listen to this. You know what else this is important? This is important even after a person gets married. And after a person is married, so what happens? The honeymoon is over. And then a person begins to realize certain deficiencies in their spouse. In their spouse, right? Again, I'm all swept up. You know, a person's all swept up in the beginning. And then as time goes on, everybody has faults. Everybody has deficiencies. I begin to discover them. Chisaron zeh molid ba'adam shtei histachlios. So the realization of my spouse's shortcomings brings about two perspectives. Mitzad ha'neshama, suppose I listen to this, it's so interesting. From a soulful perspective, alav lahavin, shekach nigzer alav min habori yisparach litovaso. Right? So from an emuna perspective, I have to realize this is my bashert, and my bashert comes with all of her deficiencies, and whatever those deficiencies are, those are deficiencies that I need to have in my life. Meaning those deficiencies of my spouse are by definition for me litova. Shahari keshem shemetchila hu ha'emin shezivugo me'esabari yisparach. The same way that I thought in the beginning that the shidduch was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein ato, so too now. La'achar sheneskala lo chisarn beben obas azug. Alav lahamshich v'lidbok be'emunazu. So the same way that I felt that the shidduch was bashert, so too again, now the deficiencies of my bashert are also menashah, meaning I need, for whatever the reason, those deficiencies. It's important for those deficiencies to be part of my life. Ula mitzad aguf, on the other hand, from the physical perspective, shuachilek sha'or ha'emuna lo chadar bikirbo. But from the physical perspective, from the guf perspective, where emuna does not play a role, shahari ha'emuna hi lemal mechilek zesh ha'adam, say where again emuna obviously is above the guf. Kimuvan sheyeshnim chisrono shaguf meksuga lekablam ayde emuna. So skip the brackets. Bechilek zeh al ha'adam lehismodet imachisaron mitoch mabat gufni. So again, so therefore, on a physical perspective, when I realize deficiencies in my spouse, I have to deal with them on a guf perspective. He says, hein ayideh hashlama, hein ayideh hismaktos, b'malos v'lo b'chasronos. So whether it's that I find some way to go ahead and help my spouse deal with her deficiencies, or that I go ahead and I focus on the positives and not on the negatives, v'shar ha'etzos ha'yeduos, and all of the other etzos that we imply, la'lan yivuar o'derach ha'muka baza, and we'll discuss exactly how to deal with the deficiencies of a significant other. So Bosai, this is quite fascinating. So what he's saying over here is in the same way of finding a spouse, there's this emuna part, emuna and ishtadlus, belief and effort, belief that my bashert comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore I don't have to exert myself so much, but on the other hand, to put in the requisite effort to try to find her. So too, even after marriage, when it becomes clear that there are certain deficiencies, there are certain issues, there are certain difficulties, so I have to realize that those deficiencies of my spouse are from a ruchnius perspective, are bashert. They're bashert. I need those deficiencies in my life. Why, how, what, when, where? I don't know, but I know that I need them. I have to discover that. And from a physical perspective, however, I have to put in the effort to try to address them, either by helping my spouse address them, or perhaps or perhaps by going ahead and realizing, well, either by helping them address them or by focusing on the positives and not the negatives of my significant other. Mashal zen nitan lano ber gadol mal babat shel neshama mal babat shel guf. And this mashal helps us understand again the two perspectives of body and soul within building the home of the individual. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzah Hashem Reish Yud Tes on Monday.